everybody, and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I'd like to share on God, who has no equal, no rival. He stands alone. We, as a church community, were singing this beautiful song called What a Beautiful Name. And I was struck by some of the words in the bridge. And the song bridge goes like this. You have no rival, you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. And it goes on, what a powerful name, what a beautiful name, what a gorgeous name Jesus is. But I was struck by, he has no rival. He has no equal. You know, in this world that we live in, there are so many rivalries. Rivalries of siblings, brothers and sisters, where it's like this competition. You know, we have sport rivalries where, you know, soccer, football, netball, you know, tennis, there's rivalries. It's basically like groups of people where you have this competitive relationship. Baseball, football. You know, in the Bible, there was rivalries, siblings, Jacob and Esau, two brothers, twins actually. One was born before the other. One didn't like it. I'm an actual identical twin, but I don't have that same rivalry. I see my sister as a blessing. She's 5 minutes older than me, but I don't see her as being better than me or greater than me. But some people do, and they don't even have to be twins. You know, in work, there's rivalries. You know, you want to be better than someone else in your work space so you can, get picked or chosen to, you know, go up to a next level or something. And again, not everyone has that, but even in the world, there's like, if you're drinking soft drink, Pepsi and Coke, there's a rivalry between them. Because it's like the rivalry is two people or groups or something engaging in a lasting competitive relationship. Because they're actually a contest between two equals, Pepsi and Coke. Who likes Pepsi, who likes Coke? But they're actually, you know, say different tasting, but equal in their own right, and they have rivalries between each other. But God has no rivalry. He has no equal. We often feel like that Satan is God's rival. He's not, because Satan is not equal to God. He may think he'd like to be, or he is, but Satan is an adversary. He is not victorious. He tries to lie to us so that we think Satan can win. Satan can be victorious against God, but that's not the truth. He's an adversary. He's a pain in the butt. But God wins every time. God created everybody, everything in existence. God created Satan. Now, at the time, he was an angel, but he chose then, because of his looks and his pride, he wanted to be better than God. He wanted to be God's rival. So he chose not to follow God anymore. And he was banished from heaven. But there's no contest here. God wins every time. And when you know this, we are on the winning side. The enemy can be defeated. The enemy has been defeated. He's just, in many ways, lying to himself, lying to everybody else to try and, because he hates God so much, to grab everybody in to be on his side, not because he loves them, but because he hates God so much. Whereas God's way and means is he wants to grab everyone to be on his side because he loves them. So different. The heart of God is so different to the heart of Satan. God has no equal. He has no rival that he can, you know, in many ways have a fair competition against, because he has already won the battle. We often box God in. We put God in a box. If you want to know who God is, what God does, just start at Isaiah 40, verse 12. If you sometimes feel like you're not going to win the battle that's on raging in your life right now, turn to who God is, know who God is, and ask him for assistance, and you will win the battle. Of course, if it's the right prayer and the right battle that you're fighting. So let's go to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens with a span? God's hand can hold all the waters of this earth. He can mark off the heavens with just the span of his hand. Enclose the dust of the earth in a measure. In a little measure, he's got all the dust of the entire earth, all the soil. And he's weighed the mountains in his scales and the hills in a balance. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or has his counselor has instructed him? Who's instructed God? Nobody. God is the instructor. The instructor. Nobody comes before him. Whom did he consult for his enlightenment? And who taught him the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Even the nations are like a drop from a bucket and are accounted as dust on the scales. All the nations of this world are like a drop in the bucket to God, before God, if you compare it to God. See, he takes up the isles like fine dust. Lebanon would not provide fuel enough, nor are its animals enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are accounted by him as less than nothing and emptiness. Verse 18. To whom then will you liken God? To whom then will you liken God? No one. Or what likeness compare with him? An idol? A workman casts it and a goldsmith overlays it with gold? Got this statue? Can this statue do better than what God can? No way. It's been formed by humans in the first place. Verse 20. As a gift, one chooses mulberry wood, wood that will not rot, then seeks out a skilled artisan to set up an image that will not topple. Again, we are making it. Have you not heard? Have you not known? Have you not been told from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. It is he who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in. It is he who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. It is God who sits on the throne. It is the great I Am, who has no equal, no rival. Jesus, God, the Lord, Prince of Peace, is his name. So when you're feeling you're in a battle and you're not going to win, and who's on your side, remember, God is. Turn to him who wins every time and ask him to fight for you, to lead you, to encourage you, to persevere for you, to help you. Remember, God has no rival. He has no equal. He is the great I am. Thanks for listening.